ChipChat is moving iTunes channels. Visit our website at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm and click on the link for iTunes to subscribe to the new feed. Welcome to ChipChat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
We're back live from San Francisco. This is Intel Chip Chat, and I'm Allison Klein. We're recording from the Open Data Center Alliance Solutions Summit on this Monday, gorgeous Monday afternoon. And I'm here with Shashir Pardikar, lead architect from Citrix. Welcome, Shashir.
Welcome.
How did I do on your name, Shashir?
Yeah, you did great, except my title is Senior Architect.
Oh, Senior Architect. So I got the title wrong, but, you know, that was what was written on my intro sheet, so I apologize for that.
It's all the same.
So, Shashir, you're at the ODCA Solution Summit. Have you been having a good time today?
Oh, yeah. One of the interesting things about ODCA Summit is that you get to hear the perspective of customers and their pain points and their kind of where they are headed. Mm-hmm. And that's also always a refreshing perspective to hear from.
Yeah, I think that it does put things in perspective compared to when the industry is just talking about cloud.
Exactly. So because my activities focused a lot on standardization, where I discuss or talk with a lot of engineering types. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you tend to focus on the solution and not as much on the problem that is being faced by real customers. Mm-hmm. So from that point of view, ODCA Summit is an interesting place to be.
Very nice. So why don't we take a step back? You mentioned standards, which is one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about. Obviously, Citrix is one of the main players in cloud computing. One of the primary enablers of moving private workloads out into the public cloud. Can you tell us a little bit about Citrix's philosophy about cloud computing and where you've aimed your solutions?
So Citrix has always been a player believing in open standards. Mm-hmm. And to that end, we have worked in open technologies at all times, like starting from ZenSource, where we are the provider of the Zen hypervisor.
Right.
Now, building on that, we acquired cloud.com. So we have Cloud Stack as an end-to-end stack, which is a complete solution for service providers and ideal for them. Now, what we have done with that is that we have also made it open source, delivered to the, it has an Apache license, and we delivered it free of charge effectively. So it's out there on the web. And Citrix continues to develop that and help various service providers adopt it for their own private cloud implementations.
You talked about the love of standards, and we'll get back to ZenSource and cloud.com in a second. Why do you think standards are such a focus when it comes to the delivery of cloud solutions? Are they even more important than they were with previous iterations of enterprise technology?
Yeah, see, the importance of cloud computing is that it's the elasticity and the arbitrage opportunities that it provides. Mm-hmm. So a data center is no more a silo or an island unto itself. What you want is that you want all these islands to kind of coalesce into a continent, if you will. Mm-hmm. Now, the only way that can happen is if they all talk the same language, they share a common framework and standards is one way to accomplish that. Mm-hmm. Now there are different ways to get to it, and that's where our industry is kind of feeling its way around. Mm-hmm. As to figure out what standards, how, and so on and so forth. But we'll see. I mean, this is how it'll evolve.
I know that you work on DMTF as part of your role at Citrix. What are the most pressing standards requirements that you see that the industry needs to address to deliver cloud? And where are we in terms of an industry on development and delivery of those standards?
Well, this is very apropos because Citrix is, I mean, DMTF has very recently published a CIMI standard, which is a cloud infrastructure management interface, which is CIMI. Now, this standard was worked on by all the important companies in the industry, who are data center equipment providers. You know, the Citrix, VMware, Microsoft, Intel, and so on and so forth. So that is clearly an important development. The second development is migration of workloads, which is through Open Virtualization Platform, which is OVF. So these are kind of the key important standards as we stand today. But clearly, this is not the end of it. There is just a stack of standards, but this is a good beginning.
Let's go back to Zensource and Cloud.com. You guys purchased Cloud.com, I think about, if my memory serves correct, a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. How has that acquisition been for the company, and what has the progress been in terms of starting to ramp the delivery of that technology to customers?
So Cloud.com, when we acquired Cloud.com, the technology was already in a state where it was being delivered to customers. So that was one of the primary reasons why Citrix bought it, in order to accelerate delivery to the customers, because Citrix was involved in other open source cloud technology initiatives, but noticing that the progress was not fast enough, that was the reason for CloudStack. Now, clearly, since then, we have listened to the customers and found out what are the various improvements, and in terms of not only the technology, but maintenance, in terms of upkeep and so on and so forth. There are new versions that have come on a regular basis. Now, the interesting thing about CloudStack is that because it's an open source, because the model is open source, the business model is based on the fact that it doesn't charge you an arm and a leg for the software itself. So that's why it is cheaper for people like service providers with a low margin business, if you will. Right. And that's why Citrix finds good traction in that portion of the industry.
What do you think about the overall adoption of cloud and where we are? You know, you've talked about some standards that we're making good progress on. There's still work to be done. But when you look at cloud adoption, where are we in terms of the market adoption of cloud? Are we still in that early adoption phase where people are still getting their feet wet? Or are people starting to really start moving the large portion of their operations to cloud?
I believe we are early because for a number of reasons. First of all, moving from an earlier era to a new era definitely takes time. I mean, people have bought equipment and they have sunk in a lot of money.
Sure.
So they're not just going to start.
They're just not going to sell everything off
and jump to this brave new world, right? So that is number one. Number two, cloud to be viable, there are a few promises that need to be delivered in reality. And clearly, enterprises are not going to jump suddenly into this thing cold without having a lot of proof points. And those are missing, I believe. If they are not available in spades, let's put it that way. And the third thing is, there are clear concerns of security, privacy, and those kinds of things where there is data that you don't want to be available to anybody but you.
Right.
And these are some of the issues that have been worked on by different players, but there is no clear-cut solution that everybody can see and get behind. So,
what do you think about hybrid application deployment, where perhaps an enterprise deploys an app within a public cloud environment but keeps data and databases within their own enterprise data centers. Do you think that that's a viable solution to address some of those security concerns?
Yeah, you know, that has been a model that different folks have proposed. Mm-hmm. It depends on how the networking infrastructure functions. Sure. Because ultimately, it all boils down to the network speed, the storage speed, and so on and so forth, and latency. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, it definitely is an architecture. Mm-hmm. The question is whether that's a viable architecture for scale. Mm-hmm. That's really the question.
What are you most excited about when you look at what you're working on at Citrix right now? What are you most excited about in terms of where the market is going and how Citrix is going to play a role to actually get this cloud infrastructure deployed and onto mainstream?
So it's amazing. I mean, I've been in industry for a long time, and this is I really feel this is an inflection point where all of a sudden everything is kind of coalescing around a model of deployment and architecture, which I don't remember having seen earlier. Mm-hmm. And now that's what excites me the most. And all of a sudden, the players who used to have a lot of clout find themselves on ground zero, and other players who didn't, they are suddenly, the playing field is leveled. Yeah. Let's put it that way. So
it's that's a bit what of a Clayton Christensen moment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is, and that's what I find the most exciting.
Mm-hmm. And you think that this is, offers up new opportunities for Citrix in terms of business?
So actually, Citrix has always been well positioned to take advantage of such opportunities, and we are going full speed ahead.
Fantastic. Well, Shashir, if folks want to find out more about ZenSource and about the different cloud offerings that you guys have, how can they find out more? Where on the web should they go?
Well, to start with, just go to www.citrix.com and look for keywords like cloud stack, mm-hmm. cloud gateway, and Zen.
And if they want to start testing out your products, do you guys have developer kits and things like that available?
Yes. In fact, what we have is we have free products which you can download today, mm-hmm. and deploy them on simple deployment platforms, such as including just a single machine, mm-hmm. and get your feet wet and kick the tires and see how you feel.
And Shashir, I know that you write blogs. You're on a lot of webcasts online. If folks wanted to engage with you further in this conversation, how could they contact you?
They are most welcome to send me email at shashir.pardikar@citrix.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure to talk to Citrix and see what you guys are up to in terms of driving the next generation of cloud technology and enabling an open cloud. Enjoyed having you on.
Thank you very much. And thank you for giving this opportunity to talk about Citrix and the great opportunities in cloud.
Fantastic. And enjoy the rest of your day at the Open Data Center Alliance event. With that, we will conclude this interview, and we will be back at 3:40 with Robert Roncevall, CEO of Trapezoid. Robert was on the program once before, back in June, and we'll look forward to talking to him in a few minutes.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.html.